Before a defendant goes to trial, they must go before a judge in a pre-trial hearing to prove their self-defense claim is justified. But Florida lawmakers looked last year to put that burden on the prosecutor. It was contained in a bill seeking to tweak Florida Stand Your Ground law by Altamont Springs Republican Senator David Simmons.
I think there's ample reason to say that because the state has the burden in all prosecutions, the duty to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the defendant is guilty, that there is nothing wrong with imposing upon the state the burden of proving that the defense that is being raised is not a viable defense by the person who's relying upon Stand Your Ground.
It stemmed from a case in 2011 where an Indiana man claimed Stand Your Ground after pointing a gun during a confrontation with another driver. Jared Bretherick claims the other driver cut his car off and threatened his family. Bretherick's lawyers argued the legislature never clarified whether prosecutors or the defense had the burden of proof. That bill never made it through, though, but the Florida Supreme Court recently ruled the burden should stay with the defendant because shifting that burden could require prosecutors to prove their case twice. Eric Friday is Bretherick's lawyer, who also pushed for the legislative change as part of a gun rights group he represents called Florida Carry. He says it's interesting to note in the majority opinion that nowhere do the justices ever assert that they're actually following the legislature's intent.
Rather, what they say is it's the only way they can comply with what the legislature has ordered without causing too much problem or too much work for the state attorneys or giving too much benefit to potential defendants. When we start talking about making legal decisions based on the convenience of the state or what is too time consuming for the state or the judiciary, we're going directly away from the concept of innocent until proven guilty and the right to a fair trial and a day in court.
But Tallahassee State Attorney Willie Meggs, who opposed the legislative change, disagrees.
What they're asking for is immunity from prosecution, and they ought to have to show why they're entitled to it. So I agree with the decision of the court, obviously, that the burden ought to be on the person trying to claim the right to stand their ground and not put the burden on the state to show that they did not have a right to stand their ground.
However, Meg says he's not sure he agrees with the prosecution in pursuing Bretherick's case.
You're going down a six-lane highway and somebody cuts you off, slams on brakes in front of you and blocks you in traffic, probably it's a good time to pull your gun out and say, I'll shoot you if you come any closer. I mean, why would somebody do that?
Still, Meg says overall he remains very opposed to Florida Stand Your Ground law.
This law is probably about the dumbest law ever been passed in the legislature, the Stand Your Ground law.
As for the main author of Florida Stand Your Ground law, Senator Simmons says it's still a very sound law that's, quote, common sense and has been adopted throughout the U.S. But since the legislative effort failed to tweak the law that contained the provision to place the burden of proof on prosecutors during an immunity hearing, will he try again in 2016?
There were things that we looked at and that we believe needed tweaking and improving. And if it's part of a package so that other protections are given to assure the the fairness of all proceedings relating to Stand Your Ground, then I would certainly consider looking at that as a bill that might be filed.
And Bretherick's lawyer Friday says he'd be supportive if lawmakers choose to revisit the issue again. Meanwhile, Bretherick's case is now expected to be set for trial in Osceola County. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.